The 2007 ASH meeting was a milestone in clinical research on management of multiple myeloma, and I met with Dr. Robert Orlowski for his take on ASH and other recent steps forward in this disease, and he began our conversation by commenting on what he sees as the major overall trend in recent clinical research findings.
The big development over the past year has been in the movement of some of the novel agents like lenalidomide and bortezomib from the relapsed refractory setting into the frontline setting. As of about a year ago, we had very nice large phase 3 trials in the relapsed refractory setting showing that bortezomib was superior to dexamethasone. That was the first study, which led to bortezomib's approval in the second line in 2005. We also had studies looking at lenalidomide with high-dose dexamethasone in the relapsed refractory setting. So there were many options for relapsed refractory patients. And as is often the case in oncology, once we have validated therapies in that setting, because frontline therapies are not always optimal, we tend to go ahead and try to move those agents up front. And there were phase 1 and phase 2 trials previously that showed encouraging data in terms of side effects being modest and manageable, as well as efficacy data showing what looked like better overall response rates and complete response rates. But previous to the recent American Society of Hematology meeting, there had not been firm results from large phase 3 randomized trials in the upfront setting. And I think the availability of that data now over the past year has been the major change in myeloma recently, which provides practitioners in the community with a lot of new upfront options that weren't available before.